That was quite an exciting flight, I must say. It was like a roller coaster ride.
Everything looked so beautiful from up there. I could also see another aeroplane flying below us.
The best part was when the aeroplane went inside the clouds.
The runway looked so small.
This is the Khumbu Valley, the home for the Sherpas. Lukla, situated at the altitude of 2,866 meters, is our starting point. We should start walking now.
Where is our first stop and how long will it take?
We will be staying the night at Fagding today. It will probably take around 3 hours from here.
I can hear the river.
Look, there is a way of going down the river.
Can we please go down, miss? We would love to collect some pebbles from the riverside. I could not sleep properly. It was so cold.
Oh, I was so exhausted. I fell asleep as soon as I hit the bed and slept like a log.
Our next destination is Monjo, and the trail follows the left bank of Dudhkoshi River. We are going to pass through the forest and we will get to the village of Chumao.
Wow, I did not know there would be so many waterfalls on the trail.
Look at that one. It looks beautiful. I would love to go down there and play for a while.
I know, and so many suspension bridges. It was fun crossing them.
Hey, look at that. Tham Serku looks spectacular.
Yes, it does. And we will probably see the mountain Kusum Kanguru too.
I remember there is an old monastery in Monjo next to the Monjo school. We might get to visit that. Next to the monastery, there is a small hill completely covered with white flags with prayers written on them. The sight of all the flags blowing in the wind looks stunning.
I have always been fascinated with the architecture of the monastery. Have you noticed? They always have those round wooden structures stacked on top of the square ones, and the colors too.
Well, this one is really old and seems deserted.
Today, we will first enter the Sagarmatha National Park. Later, we will continue upstream along the banks of Bhotekosi and Dudhkosi rivers. We will also get to see the peaks of Everest, Lhotse, Nuptse, and Amadablam the first time during this trek.
I had not imagined the climb to be so challenging. I am glad Shirish decided to go on a horse. I don't think he would have managed this steep hike.
I am looking forward to Namche Bazaar. I wonder how will it be. I have heard so much about it.
Namche Bazaar actually is quite small. It is also considered the gateway to Everest. It is normally full of tourists. You know, it is the capital of Khumbu Valley and is situated on the traditional trading route from Tibet.
Yes, Namche is usually full of people coming back or going further up to Tengboche or the Everest base camp. In fact, even after we reach Namche, people recommend a short hike for better acclimatization. If we climb further up, we will get magnificent views of Mount Everest, Nuptse, and Lhotse.
I am absolutely enjoying this trek. Look at the mountains. They look so serene and beautiful.
I want to climb Mount Everest when I grow up. I don't think anybody from Bakke has climbed Mount Everest, so I will probably be the first woman from my village to do so.
Yes, that will be great. I will join you too.
Who knows? Maybe we will get to see snow leopards too.
The forest will be full of rhododendrons. It will be breathtakingly beautiful.
I can't wait to grow up.